Morning, birds. Can you hear the printer going here? I think you can. See, I'm going to make a point, bird. The printer's right inside that window that you guys are outside of. You hear it? There it is. See, we're printing a lot of stuff about the Electoral College. Birds, you don't have one of those. We have one of those in human society. It's just, there's just a lot of paper and ink. You know, this is maybe the worst American system that we have is the Electoral College. You can't explain it to anybody. Kids don't get it. And we can't figure out who is in favor of the Electoral College. And it just hit me this morning. You know who it is? That's right. It's Office Depot.
Cause I live and breathe.
Yeah. Hey, pass it over here. We want it today. It's Philadelphia Freedom. Oh, there's so much going on there. Hey, hello, it's Friday. It's the 6th of November. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on Bleep.network. Philadelphia Freedom. Well, we are waking up to almost the end of it here. Philadelphia Freedom, that's more than just an Elton song record. We're trying to figure out exactly what's cooking in Pennsylvania. And as you wake up today, let me just take it from the top. You know what? Let me take it from the top. The Electoral College requires 270 votes to win. And that's an actual group of people that get on the horse and gallop to Washington to vote. That's what this is all about. Those are actual people, and those electors are being selected right now, and it takes 270 to win. Now, depending on what news source you're working with, and I want to talk about that a little bit, I have learned so much this week. I am stunned and shocked at an old guy like me that I could actually acquire new information. Everything from how to figure out news on your phone, which is something I've never had to do before, to how you figure this stuff out in advance and why some of the news outlets disagree. All right, let's give you the best case scenario right now, which is that according to, for example, say Apple News, Associated Press, they're giving Biden right now 264 electoral votes. So 270 minus 264, so carry the three. I believe that's six. Again, that's best case scenario for Biden. Now, the other Washington Post and New York Times, they're only giving Biden 253 right now. That difference, that initial difference between 253 and 264, that's 11 votes, and that's about Arizona. So we'll talk about Arizona. Again, there's no major disagreement on where things are going and where things are going to wind up. But as we get through this weekend, and maybe even today, the question of what's going to happen when is on everybody's mind. So I'll give you a little bit of a recap here. It's 10 after the hour. We'll join Aaron the News Baron later on in the show today, who has been, he's starting to look like Steve Kornacki on MSNBC. We've been working him to death. And you've been figuring it out yourself. So, all right, let me play with a map here. At the beginning of this election counting, the unsurprising stuff filled in quickly. From Washington to Oregon to California, Colorado, New Mexico, that was all blue. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan, that was all blue. Now, Wisconsin and Michigan were late entries in Biden's corner. Big states, both of them. This is the so-called blue wall. These were two states that were flipped, as it were, from the Trump victory in 2016. All right. Also in blue, you've got all of New England. You have everything except for one. I think one Senate seat in Maine. They have a split. I'm sorry, a split electoral vote in Maine. We'll get into that a little bit. All right. Then you have red. Lots of red. Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, except for Omaha, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, South Carolina. Now, North Carolina is not currently in red. That will undoubtedly go to Trump. I'm not even going to fool around with that. We'll just pencil that in red here, which leaves us Georgia. Now, the breaking news is that Georgia officials said yesterday morning that the processing of outstanding absentee ballots would continue throughout the day and into the evening if necessary. As of this morning, the major news sources are looking at Georgia as having gone into the Biden column. It's true. They're still counting there. And again, this is a good template for this whole process now. As Aaron was reminding us yesterday, we are now counting the ballots that were mailed in provisional ballots and military ballots. In other words, all the ballots, all the votes that were not cast in person on election day, those have been counted. Those have been counted. And in general, not completely, but in general, the people that voted in person tended to be Republicans, and the Democrats tended to be, or let's reverse it, the people that mailed in their ballots tended to be more Democrat than Republican. You with me? So as we count now, as we count the remaining ballots, and thank you, Jesus, it's a finite number of things, right? We'll get to the bottom of the pile. It's like your closet. Go in there. Get to the, when I see wood, you're done. We will see wood or concrete. We'll eventually get to it. And that's what's going on here. So as we look at what states are not allocated yet and why we think that they're going to go this or that way, that's mostly what this is all about. I'll also call your attention. I was talking to somebody yesterday. No matter what happens, I'm not crossing my fingers. I think Biden is in here. We're just going to have to deal it out here in the next, perhaps days, perhaps hours. One thing that I realize, and it's just inescapable, the closer you look at these electoral maps, if you look at these cities across the country, not in all of the red states, but in general, in the cities, in states which are, they could go Democrat, they could go Republican, the cities are blue. The rural areas are red. That's almost true in every area, across the country. And, that made me think about all the, all the places that I've worked, all those stations that I've worked at, radio stations, and grabbing Iowa, which went red for Trump. But again, I lived in Davenport, Iowa, which is part of the Quad Cities, WOC, four small cities. And by and large, Those cities are, they're urban. My kids went to Davenport West High School, which is the largest public high school in the state of Iowa. And that was very much an urban high school. But then surrounded by farmland and farmers and people who don't live in the city. And that Iowa, yes. And if you look at almost every electoral map we're trying to deal out right now, that's the pattern. It's the city versus other. It's the city versus the country. I hope at the end of this national thing that we're doing now, I wish I could get all my city folks and my farm folks, my rural folks, and sit them in one room and say, hey, you don't need to be afraid of each other. All right. We'll leave that for Monday's show. We'll have a lot of time to figure that out. So, all right, we're going back to Pennsylvania here. They were going to work on this when I went to bed last night. They were still working in Philadelphia, counting some of these ballots. And officials there, I think they're going to keep cooking away here. They expect to get a full count in Pennsylvania by the end of today, Friday. All right. And as I said, if you look at a graph that I'm looking at, you have a people that remember when we were kids in arithmetic and mathematics, and people learning how to draw a graph. Boy, the people that draw graphs have distinguished themselves. So as you see in Pennsylvania, for example, as they count more and more and more ballots, the percentage of ballots that are now being counted again tend to be the mail-in ballots in the cities. Philadelphia, for example, Erie, I think they counted yesterday. Pittsburgh has been counted, et cetera. All right, so that's what's going on. All right, so the expectation now. Let's go back to the worst case for Biden right now, which that he has 253 electoral votes. That doesn't count Arizona. I'll hit that in a second. All right, let's go to Arizona. In Arizona, Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is. Is exactly what I'm talking about. It's a big city in the middle of a state which has a fair amount of non-city territory. All right, so in Arizona, that's worth 11 electoral votes. The Associated Press already gave that to Biden, et cetera. The other major media are waiting. What's happening in Arizona? What's happening in Arizona is they're still trying to figure that out. I saw the Secretary of State of Arizona on TV yesterday, and a couple of things about it. Well, what a great example of a public servant who's trying to deal it out as they try to count ballots in Phoenix, for example. You know what? They had to have security people escort the poll workers through the parking lot that leads from the building where the poll people are doing their thing because of the whatever's down there, the groups. And I thought that was horrible and counterproductive. They're down there. We want to see that. We want to see everything counted. Well, they're counting as fast as they can. And then when they leave, they have to be worried about their safety. Anyway, I'll throw that in. So, however, these people they're the poll workers, the independent patriots who are running this election now. They're trying to get it right. So Arizona, as they now continue to count Maricopa County, and I'm looking at the timeline. Again, as far as I know, I'm going to get Aaron to update us before the end of the show here. Maricopa County is going to post its next report at, let's see here, 10 a.m., right as we go off the show today on our live hour on Friday. So about 10 a.m. On Friday today, that will drop, as they say. And at that point, I'm going to assume or project or think that there will be enough in the Biden pile to put Arizona in the Biden column. Okay, that takes him then to let's see here. Are you writing this down? That takes us up to 264. All right. Okay. Now, 264 from 270, you need six more votes. Where does that come from? Okay. It could start with, let's see here. Well, you could pick any of these. I'm looking at that. The point that we want to make, and I'm going to close this little wrap on, and we'll do a little more of something else here. Pennsylvania, we started with Philadelphia Freedom. Pennsylvania is a big prize in so many different ways, and I apologize. I've just got too much paper here. I wanted to give you the electoral votes of all these states. Pennsylvania is worth 20. All right, now 20. Now that would be a flip. This again is Trump took Pennsylvania in 2016. So to flip it. It's not only a prize for bragging rights, but it's 20. And if you get nothing else out of what I'm rambling about here, Trump has to get Pennsylvania to win. There's no other way for him to get to 270. In fact, he needs to get everything that is outstanding right now. He needs to get everything that's outstanding. And if he doesn't, there's no third choice there. It's gonna go for the Democrats. Oh boy! All right. Okay. So that's what's cooking. In other news, and it's quick here. And I'll ask News Baron Aaron about this. It looks like there's going to be two Senate runoffs in Georgia. Neither of the Senate seats is going to be close enough to be decided. And that'll also bring us to the question of recounts in Georgia. I think if it's within a percentage. Or maybe it's half a percentage. They can do a recount. That may be happening. This is good. Facebook banned a big Stop the Steal group for sowing violence. Thank you, Facebook. And something happened yesterday. I credit where credit's due. I blasted NBC on the air more than once for the relentless coverage of this lying president super spreader who's been getting on TV and BSing everybody for 4 years. Finally, yesterday, they went to the White House. He was on the podium. He started to lie, as always, and he started to rank out the our American system of elections. And NBC pulled the plug. They did. They cut away from him. I wish they had done that 4 years ago. We would not be looking at what we're doing. Anyway, they did that yesterday. There's a note here that in the Chicago Tribune, I'm going to have to read this, from Mary Schmee, a column, a memo from John McCain in heaven. I'm absolutely going to look at that in a moment or two. I am. It's 21 after the hour.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's terrible.
It's a super group, the Traveling Wilburys, with Roy Orbison, and who else is in that? Bob Dylan, George Harrison, just on and on and on. That's called Handle With Care, and we hope that you take care of each other. You know, I was so aware yesterday as I was just talking to people of how completely shot so many of us are. We're not sleeping so good. We are drinking more than we probably, I was going to say probably more than good for us. Not everybody is, but people are absolutely drinking more than they did. I have some cocktails here we'll get to at some point. A delightful visit to the virtual bar that's coming up. And stuff like that. Let's see what else we can do for you. You know, a couple of things that we could note. This is the anniversary, as we hit the election here, this is the anniversary of 1860, where Abraham Lincoln was elected. Remember Lincoln? Pull out a $5 bill. He's still doing his thing. And the anniversary of John Naismith's birth. John Naismith invented basketball, and we have gone to great expense. Well, We've gone to a lot of expense to simulate basketball here. You know, Microphone Jones supposed to be with us this morning. He's probably on his way in. If you're listening there, MJ, I'm gonna read the original rules of basketball, and we'll talk about that. James Naismith, he had like 16 rules. That's coming up today. And John Philip Sousa. I should have played this. I should have played this when I was trying to figure out the Electoral College. But maybe later. It's 9:26 on the live part of the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show in Chicago on a Friday morning, the 6th of November. And if you're catching us later in the day at bleat.network, and thanks for doing that, it's about 27 after the hour right now. So, let's see here. I'm gonna shuffle my buttons here. Make sure that came out the way that it did. Let's see here. You know what? Let's do a birthday piece of music here. You remember the movie? Was that La La Land? Emma Stone has a birthday today. She was in that movie.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
I'm waking up along with you. It's from the movie La La Land, and a tribute and a shout out to Emma Stone, who has a birthday today. Emma Stone was in that movie, and I think she won an Oscar for Best Leading Actress in 2017. Emily Jean Emma Stone, her birthday today. She's born in 1988. It's half past the hour right now here on the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show. You know what? Let's take a second to do something completely different here. It's also Ethan Hawke's birthday. You know Ethan Hawke? It's Ethan Hawke's birthday. And if I can put my finger on this. Here's Ethan doing a little bit of a TED Talk. What's he have to say?
I was hoping today to talk a little bit about creativity. You know, a lot of people really struggle to give themselves permission to be creative, and reasonably so. I mean, we're all a little suspect of our own talent. And I remember a story I came across in my early 20s that kind of meant a lot to me. I was really into Allen Ginsberg, and I was reading his poetry, and I was reading, he did a lot of interviews. And one time, William F. Buckley had this television program called Firing Line, and Ginsberg went on there and sang a Hare Krishna song while playing the harmonium. You know, and he got back to New York to all his intelligentsia friends, and they all told him, "Did you know that everybody thinks you're an idiot? I mean, the whole country is making fun of you." And he said, "That's my job." And now they're sitting in bed and going, "Who's this stupid poet?" And they can't fall asleep, right? And so I find that very liberating, because I think that most of us really want to offer the world something of quality, something that the world will consider good or important. And that's really the enemy, because it's not up to us whether what we do is any good. And if history's taught us anything, the world is an extremely unreliable critic, right? So you have to ask yourself, do you think human creativity matters? Okay, well, what is it? Human creativity is nature manifest in us. And I believe that we are here on this star in space to try to help one another, right? And first we have to survive, and then we have to thrive. And to thrive, to express ourselves, all right, well, here's the rub. We have to know ourselves. What do you love? And if you get close to what you love, who you are is revealed to you and it expands. You start to see how connected we all are. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, Della Hall Walker Green, on her deathbed, she wrote this little biography in the hospital. And it was only about 36 pages long. And she spent about 5 pages on the one time she did costumes for a play. Her first husband got like a paragraph, right? Cotton farming, of which she did for 50 years, gets a mention. 5 pages on doing these costumes. And I look, my mom gave me one of her quilts that she made, and you can feel it. She was expressing herself, and it has a power that's real. The time of our life is so short, and how we spend it, are we spending it doing what's important to us? Most of us not. In singing our song, in telling our story, in inviting you to say, "Hey, listen to me, and I'll listen to you," we're starting a dialogue, you know? And when you do that, this healing happens, and we come out of our corners, and we start to witness each other's common humanity. We start to assert it. And when we do that, really good things happen. So if you want to help your community, if you want to help your family, if you want to help your friends, you have to express yourself. And to express yourself, you have to know yourself. It's actually super easy. You just have to follow your love, right? There is no path. There's no path till you walk it. And you have to be willing to play the fool. So don't, you know, read the book that you should read. Read the book you want to read, right? Don't listen to the music that you used to like. You know, take some time to listen to some new music. Take some time to talk to somebody that you don't normally talk to. I guarantee if you do that, you will feel foolish. That's the point. Play the fool.
Ethan Hawke on his birthday. I had not heard that before. You know what I got out of that? I just wrote it down. There's no path until you walk it.
The song.
meet the new boss. Same as the old boss. No. It's going to be a different boss today. It's 17 before the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on Bleat.network. It's Gary Lee Wright, and we join our news baron, Aaron. And, wow, I have so many serendipitous occurrences today. Aaron, did you know that among other things today is John Philip Sousa's birthday? Does that make you feel patriotic?
A little bit.
Were you in your high school band by chance?
I wasn't.
No. That was. They put the music. You know, you've seen a little. The music goes on your trumpet, and then you march. And then it's good because you're having, you know, kind of an anxiety attack, and you're about eight. So that's good. So Aaron, I'm gonna let the Stars and Stripes march. So when I woke up this morning, they were just thinking that Georgia was going into the Biden camp, which, if that were the case, he would be our presumed winner. What do you know about that? Is that right?
Yes. So you can only request a recount of the margins within 1%. So the way it's looking now, with the votes that we have yet to count, is looking like Biden may push past that 1% mark.
In Georgia?
Yes.
As the votes from, I don't know, Atlanta, surrounding Atlanta, come in, mostly Democratic? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to keep track of that. Now, so when I got up this morning, we were connecting from yesterday. Let's hit Arizona real quick. They're going to do Maricopa County. And I believe their thinking is that by the end of today, they're going to have Arizona's votes. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
All right, and same deal. Now, Maricopa County is Phoenix. So, all right, so that sounds right.
And they're counting those mail-in votes. So.
Say again?
They're mainly counting in those mail-in votes, so Biden's leading that by like 60, 70 points.
Okay, now Nevada, up there next to Arizona, they have a similar situation in which they're counting, I think it's Clark County, which is Las Vegas, and wherever Reno is. And if you look and I know not you, Aaron, you know that, but anybody looking, as they imagine a map, you look at a big red thing that's Nevada and a little blue slice, which is Las Vegas on the southeast end, and a blue slice, which is Reno on the northwest end. And that's what they're dealing out. And Nevada's worth 6 electoral votes. So if he got Georgia and he got, if we start totaling this up here. Anyway, if Nevada drops today, and I think I just read this, we're expecting that sometime this early today, Nevada, yeah?
Yes.
And what's your thinking? That looks like it's going to go for Biden, right?
Yeah, well, so I think to pull back a little bit, Pennsylvania, he has the best shot of winning, and he'll win with Pennsylvania alone. Right. So the fact that he's doing really good in Arizona, really good in Nevada, and Nevada, the two areas they have left are Democratic strongholds, and even more so with those mail-in votes. Again, he's like, he could be 50% in those Democratic strongholds, but he's at least 60 to 70% winning those mail-in ballots. So
all right. Yeah,
anything coming in now is going to be pretty strong.
Yeah, and listen, I should mention, this is so convoluted. Aaron got me back in the right order here. Pennsylvania, I played Philadelphia Freedom at the top of the show here. Pennsylvania, without, I should back up here. Trump needs all these states that are in play. Without any of them, he loses. And Pennsylvania is the one that people have been looking at. We think that is headed in Biden's direction. When do you think we're going to hear from Pennsylvania, and what's your thought about that?
So a lot of these states are trying to release the vote as partially as they can, make sure they have a certain batch, they're all certified, then release that batch. So we're getting some parts of Philadelphia, Allentown, Pittsburgh coming in. They released a large batch last night that pushed Joe ahead by 0.1 points.
In Pennsylvania.
There's still a little drip of ballots coming in. We have about 160,000 or less votes yet still to come in. So we may have them by the end of the day, it's looking like, hopefully.
And speaking of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia cops detained two people after a tip about an armed group at a ballot counting site in Philadelphia. So it isn't like we're thoroughly without armed stuff going on there. And then I guess what I wanted to ask you about here, let's go back and get a little background here. It's 12 before the hour here. In Georgia, for example, they're now counting the votes that were not cast in person on Election Day, the mail-in ballots, military ballots they'll be counting, and the provisional ballot. And that's a phrase that I'm trying to remember what a provisional ballot is, because that's one of the categories across the country. So what is a provisional ballot?
So simply put, a provisional ballot is if you were to go to the polling place on Election Day, you're looking to cast your ballot, but your name doesn't show up on the voter rolls or your ID doesn't match up with something on file. So basically a clerical error, and then you can just cast this provisional ballot. And if you get your clerical error, fixed by the time they need the votes in, then they'll count it. So it's basically assuming this might get thrown away. Okay. Basically what it means.
What's the I know you're going to have to guess on this. What's percentage of provisional ballots are usually dumped? Do you have any idea? Probably. I don't know. I mean, we're both shaking our heads. What would you think?
Well, it depends on the type of issue. If it's an issue like you're not on the voting rolls, some states have a law where you can a sign up on the voting roll that day. Sometimes you need to do that days in advance. So it depends on how much they're really caring about getting everybody in the vote.
But in general, do you think as a percentage of what's cooking? I don't think provisional votes are that big a, they're not big, that big a slice, are they?
Yeah. And because we have an electoral college, some of these counties matter more than others. So you may have a small number relatively, but in the grand scheme of things in the county, that could push something one way or the other, but not really that big of a deal, I don't think.
Okay. And then the other thing, we were talking the military vote, and again, traditionally, and I was having a conversation with somebody about this the other day. In fact, Microphone Jones just walked into the room. Dude, you already? I'm gonna turn your mic on in a second. All right. We were talking about military people and people with guns and people that are armed and things like that. The military generally in historically has been pro-Republican more often when you say, the military votes in general for a lot of different reasons. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case this year. And let me just take a second here. Hang on. I got to do two things. Da, 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 da. Let's see here. I'm going to turn MJ on here. MJ, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Can you hear Aaron? Aaron, hello. Aaron? Say hello, Aaron. Aaron is not. Aaron, are you not hearing me now? What just happened here? His screen froze. Okay, this is good. I guess I'm only going to get one person at a time. But Aaron? Let's do this. I think I lost. Let's see what's going on here. I can't. Damn it. Okay. Aaron, I'm going to quit you. I'm going to quit Aaron, and I'm going to get him back on FaceTime here. I'll tell you, this is the age at which people my age are either dead or retired. And I'm going to pick one by the end of the show today. We're going to figure it out here. Okay, one more time here. So anyway, I was going to say that as the military rings in here, it's hard for me to understand why somebody in the military would vote for Trump. And I'm wondering if either of you two have a take on that. I mean, you've been armed and dangerous much of your life, MJ. What about that? What do you think they really say about Trump in the
service?
Yeah.
I talked to two people this week actually about that. I talked to the one person that was in the Air Force and one person in the military, and they both told me that neither one really is backing him up this go around because of the things that he said and done and what's right and wrong. And I was surprised when I heard something like that. I was like, usually people that are the military, Air Force, that type of stuff, people usually in, back their president up.
People in uniform.
Yeah, people in uniform. Yeah. And when they told me, they was like, man, they're close friends and their close friends don't really bag him up this go around. So I think he lost a lot of their respect and votes.
You know, there was, and I got Aaron back here. Aaron, hello. I just introduced Aaron to MJ by holding up a computer screen. That's you guys have not met each other, and you haven't met each other today. That's a thing. So that's the actually human contact. It's all over. We're just holding up screens to each other. So yeah, you know, Aaron, you remember this, and MJ, to play into what you're talking about. There was this rogue SEAL, this Navy SEAL, who just was nuts. He was just nuts, and the other SEALs thought he was nuts. Everybody thought he was nuts, and he was drummed out, or you know, dishonorably something. And then Trump reversed that to make himself look like the guy. Look, I can do this. The Secretary of the Navy resigned over that, and the whole chain of command. So that, see, that's, I'm wondering. So back to the people that you're talking to, MJ. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm thinking, if I'm them, hey, if I got to obey. If I have to obey a chain of command, how come this guy gets off? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Is that part of what they were about?
Honestly, they both said he was a scumbag. Yeah. They just don't like him at all.
They both said the same thing.
They both said the same thing. I talked to him at the same time. So, yeah, they both was. I was shocked. I was sitting there with eyes bucked, mouth open, because I was like, these are people in uniform that I thought would like back the president, and I was wrong.
You know, Aaron and I were talking about the interviewer. Today is George Gallup's birthday, by the way, the inventor of the Gallup poll, and also the guy who invented basketball. I'm going to table that till Monday for you, MJ. But, you know, what interviewers asked, and obviously if we just had if you were going to people's houses and said, do you consider Trump a scumbag, right? And that was one of the choices.
Yeah.
We would have settled this. We wouldn't be worried about this. So yeah, I think that's that's not surprising to me. Aaron, you want to ring in on that? Military? You think this is the election, this is the year that it goes against history?
Maybe. It very well might be. Trump really plays into like the idea of the military to his base rather than the actual military and our service members. So, and I think you brought this up a while ago, his first appearances in front of the wall at the FBI, the Wall of Stars.
Yeah, CIA.
Yeah, CIA. Right. That set a lot of people off.
And that was it, yeah.
In the wrong zone.
Yeah, it was over. And then he like, he saw something shiny. He talks about the columns. I mean, he did everybody but pee himself. He really did everything but pee himself, and I think that was it. I think that was the last time that people saw that. Plus, MJ, you got a little law enforcement background here. People were calling me and asking me, did I think that, you know, on the heels, if the Trumpsies didn't prevail, would armed you know, police officers and blah 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 blah, all these people, you know, join this big sort of ad hoc militia and do a military coup d'etat. I don't buy that at all. I think most of the police, you're shaking your head.
No, I don't believe it either. I just think that, I don't think that they'll join the militia that's out there and go crazy.
A well-regulated militia, yes.
Yeah. I think it'd be divided. You still have, that goes back to what we talked about a lot on this show, good cops and bad cops, morals and what's right and what's wrong. I think that a lot of people would do the right thing and just like, come on, man, this guy is a scumbag.
Yeah. That's by the way, that's our word of the day.
Yeah.
Is scumbag. So,
yeah,
man, I can't even get the bell to work today. Here we go. There it is. All right. Oh my goodness. It's the end of the show. Hey, Microphone Jones, you and Aaron, the news baron, met. Natasha Rodriguez produced our program. And by the time we speak next, we'll have a new president. You think?
Hopefully.
Yeah. What do you think, Aaron?
For sure.
Yeah.
It's locked in.
I'll tell you what. That's exactly what I think. So, hey, have the best weekend you can. Bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.